welcome everybody on a Tuesday. Trash Talk Tony Browski is underway with yours truly. It's great to have you in here on the show this week. Joining me today, I've got Grant Richards, Tyler Sawa, and the returning Mike Bilica on the show this week. Let's go, gentlemen. What's up, Mike?
Oh, it's great to be back. I got this opportunity today and I couldn't pass up on
Welcome back. How are we doing?
I'm doing good.
Mike has made his triumphant return. He texted us 1 hour before we were about to start recording. He goes, "Boys, can I be on the show today?" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I'm going to be on the show today." It's only going to be a one-time thing until, what, April?
Probably spring break.
Spring break. Not even after the school year.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have fun today with Mike back on the show. Before we get into the program this week, though, I do quickly want to thank the sponsor of this week's episode. This week's episode of Trash Talk is sponsored, as always, by Michigan-based Roast Number Coffee. Visit the website roastnumber.com. If you do make an order, maybe for the Nitro Cold Brew or their whole bean ground coffee, both really, really good, if I must say so myself, be sure to use my coupon code TONYD to save yourself 20% off. Capital T, capital D, no spaces. Thank you very much, Roast Number. All right, gentlemen, let's get into the program this week. And let's begin, as always, with the introductions. We got to start with Mike today. We got to start with Mike. How are we doing, Mike? Welcome back. How is everything going?
It's been good. It's been a good semester. Things going good. Kind of light. I enjoy that. Got more time to do what I want, you know. Enjoy all these fun sports going on.
Oh, you want to talk about some Pistons basketball today?
Oh, that would be something I do not, actually.
You know, I actually was thinking about doing a Pistons segment today, but I decided not to because, well, first of all, Eli and Jay aren't here. They're my two Pistons guys. But also, I just really don't want to.
They're on break. We might as well be on break.
Yeah, might as well just take a few days off of them. We'll talk about them later down the line. But nonetheless, Mike, it's good to have you back. Can I ask you to confirm something with Tyler and Grant really quickly? Can you confirm that after the Rams won the Super Bowl, you speared Eli and did an elbow or a knee drop on your Lions hoodie?
I did. I speared Eli, and then I took off my Lions hoodie, and I did a knee drop on it.
Because I didn't know if it was a knee drop or an elbow drop.
It was a knee drop. It was surreal. I never thought Matthew Stafford would ever be a Super Bowl champion, not because of him, but because of the circumstances.
And he got it done his first year away from Detroit. Mike was so excited, he tackled Eli and did a knee drop on his hoodie. Tyler, I told you, Mike, I wasn't joking. Mike actually did a knee drop on his Lions hoodie.
I saw Eli's video right after we recorded. I think Eli said he listened to Trash Talk, and like after he listened to it, he sent the video, and we obviously saw all proof of it.
I think
lived up to expectations.
I did not even need proof. You telling me, I fully believe Mike did that.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I absolutely did too. But to see the proof was quite entertaining.
Did he record Mike actually doing the knee drop?
No, he recorded him.
I don't remember that part of the video.
No, he recorded him getting speared.
Yeah, that part of the video for sure.
I see Mike just rushing like a bull, and then I see he's going right after Eli. It was vintage edge right there.
Oh my! I'm telling you, I'm just sitting in the corner, just in complete shock at what I witnessed, and I look over and I see Mike charging and taking down Eli, and then they're just gone. I was like, let him be. I'm just going to sit here and watch the TV and just just look at what's going on right now. Oh, my goodness. But, Mike, another thing I want to talk with you really quickly during your intro. When's your birthday? We talked about it last week. I didn't remember when exactly it was.
March 26th.
I knew it was March 20-something. March 26th. That's almost exactly a month away. What do you want to do for your 21st? You want to go to Toledo with us?
As much as I'd love to, I think there's other cities that would
be a little bit. I said the same. Mike, I said the same exact thing. I'm like, nothing says a 21st birthday but going on a trip to Toledo. Oh,
Grant's on board.
Well, opening day's in April, so, I mean, it doesn't have to be hit. It's not like his 21st birthday has to be in Toledo, but, like, we could celebrate his 21st in Toledo.
I'm saying his 21st birthday, we're taking him to Toledo.
Like, not the day of?
No, not the day of. But, like, maybe the next day or something. I don't know.
I who hope says make it out of the day of?
Oh boy!
Because that day of is a Saturday. That's just.
Oh yeah, his 21st on a Saturday.
For disaster, right there.
Yeah, Mike is going to have a great birthday. Tyler, when's your 21st? What's the exact date again?
May 5th, aka Cinco de Mayo.
Oh boy!
All right, so May 5th trip to Toledo.
Hopefully the Tigers will be playing by then.
Well, hey, we'll talk about it.
And you know where they're playing in. So I'll just say that, Tony.
Oh, I'm not going to Houston. I am not going to Houston for your 21st, Tyler.
What if JB's pitching?
Tyler, that was your cue to bang on your trash
bin. Oh, yeah.
There it is. There it is. Let's try that again. I'm not trying to go to Houston, let alone see the Astros.
What was that? I couldn't hear.
you were banging out some trash bins?
It wasn't me. I just... I don't know.
It was a curveball. It's okay, Tyler.
Oh, how'd you know that?
Uh-oh. Let's get the camera out of center field really quickly. Oh, no. All right. Mike, good to have you back on the show. I'm excited. Let's move into the other two gentlemen. Let's start with speaking to Tyler. Let's get into him. Hi, Tyler. How's everything going? How was your first football-free weekend? I heard you had an eventful Sunday.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible,
what
man.
What you end up doing?
Dude, I went out like to breakfast with my family. And, like, God bless my family. I love my family. But
like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but like... Like, dude, I'd really rather just be sitting down watching a good ball game of either football or baseball, and I didn't even get either of that. I was at the point where I've told you I've enjoyed hockey a lot this year, but I was at the point, like, could the Wings just be playing one of those, like, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock Sunday games? Because I need something right now, and I had absolutely nothing when I needed something. But,
what'd you get for breakfast? This will be good for Mike.
I ate a skillet. I got scrambled eggs with a lot of meat, a lot of bacon, sausage. I think it was called the Meat Lover Skillet, so I got that.
Mike, what's your go-to breakfast?
A lot. A lot of food.
A lot of carbs.
Are you more of a savory or a sweet guy? Like, would you rather take the pancakes and French toast, or would you rather have, like, an omelet?
The answer to that question for Mike is yes.
The answer is yes.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I love breakfast.
Now, breakfast is really good. Like, so I did enjoy it because I haven't had like a legit breakfast, like going out to breakfast in a while because of football, obviously. So that was good to do. But like in the afternoon, dude, I was so bored out of my mind. I got in my car. I was driving around. I got ice cream by myself yesterday. I don't go to Dairy Queen by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah, dude. I got Dairy Queen.
Wait a minute. You got ice cream in the middle of February?
Oh, yeah. I went to Dairy Queen and ate in my car. You didn't see my picture?
Am I the only one who doesn't? I wouldn't get ice cream in the middle of February. It's too cold.
I usually don't
Mike,
go.
I'm
like
not talking to you. You'll eat anything, any time of the year. Grant, help me.
I
ice cream in the winter. I don't know what it is. I'm weird.
You do or don't?
I do. I'm a big fan. Of
I guess, and that might just be me. I don't know. Ice cream is like a summer thing.
I love ice cream. It's so good.
I'm not shocked to hear you say that, Mike.
Ice cream is good all year round.
So good. It's so tasty.
All right, enough food talk before Mike turns this into a whole food channel conversation.
We can have a whole episode about food.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't even have to be here. Mike could be the one hosting. So, boys, what's your favorite sweet?
We need multiple episodes.
We're going to end the food talk right here. Thank you very much.
Better than the crickets.
The crickets
they'll
is actually
make their
very
returns
peaceful.
This summer.
I hope they return this summer. That was very peaceful when Mike would talk, and then it'd just be like quietness.
Lots of mosquito bites with it, but it was worth it.
It was so funny. Mike would just come out on mute, and you'd hear crickets.
You would just hear crickets in the background.
I'm like, what is going on?
Oh man! Well, we're getting close to those summertime broadcasts. I can't wait. You know, I tweeted earlier on Monday that I was getting that baseball itch. I really am. Too bad they're in a lockout, but we'll talk about that later. Nonetheless, Tyler, did you enjoy the NBA All-Star Weekend, though?
I did. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a nice twist to some new events. Or not new events, but like they added some twists to the previous events, and I thought it was a nice touch to it. So I did enjoy it. And I know we've mentioned this, maybe not on air, but Detroit needs to host an All-Star game very, very soon.
Well, you know, we have a hotel issue, so... I say that sarcastically, by the way. Like, that's always been the excuse, and I did tweet out on Sunday, I hope Detroit gets an All-Star game soon, and people brought up how, like, oh, well, the reason is because of, like, something with our hotels, and it's like, I've heard that forever.
It's like, well, come on. Super Bowl 16 years ago.
I would love to see Detroit get an All-Star game again.
Either one, NBA or NHL. I'll take either one. They just need one All-Star game.
I'll take MLB, too.
Oh, yeah, that, too. But I think LCA, like, deservedly needs
LCA,
one.
Yeah, LCA needs one for sure while it's still, like, not even 10 years old.
Yeah, like, Comerica's already had an All-Star game, so, like, I'm not, like, pushing the table for the, like, you know, the MLB to give the Tigers an All-Star game, but I think LCA definitely deserves one. It's only 5 years old, and it's just kind of crazy how they haven't got one yet.
Well... Oh, whatever. But yeah, NBA All-Star Weekend, I did enjoy that too. I thought the Rising Stars tournament was a lot of fun. Probably my highlight of the weekend. Mostly because of the Pistons that were in the game. Cade, Sadiq, and Beef Stew. And also Isaiah Thomas was coaching one of the teams. Which, by the way, speaking of Cade, Rising Stars MVP, we love to see it. But yeah, I enjoyed the Rising Stars tournament. I didn't watch All-Star Saturday night, but the slam dunk, oh my goodness. I saw the highlights of the slam dunk. I'm really glad I did not watch that live. I don't know what you do with that going forward. I don't know how you spice that up, but like...
I got an idea.
What's that idea, Grant?
You take all of the players, just from All-Star Weekend, you take all their kids and you put them up a mini hoop. And you just see what they can do, what crazy stuff those little kids can do. Who knows, man? They might do something sweet. Like, it's just, I don't know. It could be great, or it could be absolutely just as bad as this dunk contest.
We should put Mike in the slam dunk competition. Remember back in one of the old slam dunks when I think it was Gerald Green who dunked while blowing out a
cupcake
on a cupcake? Yeah.
Yeah.
This time, Mike would just eat the cupcake mid dunk.
that's more impressive. Off of there.
What?
I'd get all that frosting off of there.
I mean, that's way more impressive to get a dunk off and eat the cupcake instead of not just blowing a candle.
And take a bite off a cupcake.
I'd have to have my arm in there like Vince Carter.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Someone tried to do that in his dunk. I think it was Toscano Anderson. He tried to put his arm like Vince Carter. It failed terribly. He tried to do the Vince Carter. Yeah. Yeah.
There's not a lot of, like, creative stuff. That the dunk,
yeah, all the dunk tricks are gone.
Do. Yeah.
Most of the tricks are gone.
They've all been used already.
Yeah, like I give him props. Like Cole Anthony tried something different. He tried to bring out like Timberlands because his dad played for the Knicks, and like, you know, we've never seen that before. But like it wasn't really much to it.
I think my favorite part of the slam dunk contest was Jalen Green. What was it? His watch? He gave something to Isaiah Thomas. I saw people
it was like a
him
phone.
On Twitter. Okay, it, like his phone or whatever. I saw Jalen Green give something to Isaiah Thomas. I went on Twitter when that happened. People were like, look how badly he wanted to be a Piston man.
Yep.
He's even trying to trying to talk to Isaiah Thomas.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of Jalen Green, did you see that? See that block from Sadiq in the Rising Stars game? Oh my goodness.
That was nice. That was really nice.
I fell out of my bed when that happened. I lost it. I lost it, dude. That was incredible. I loved that so much.
Imagine if it was Cade. Oh my goodness. Cade,
man,
you know what?
Sadiq, Cade, Beef Stew, I don't care who it was. The fact that they did that to Jalen Green was beautiful.
You know what I was imagining if they went off against each other? Cade doing what like Kyrie did to Brandon Knight, that one Rising Stars challenge with that absolute killer crossover. I wanted Cade to do it to Jalen Green so badly, but they didn't get the opportunity to face off each other.
Hey, Cade won the Rising Stars MVP. I think that's good enough.
Oh, absolutely. It's good enough.
Yeah. But no, All-Star Saturday night, I really didn't watch that. But the All-Star game, though, I watched it, but it was just kind of on as background noise until the final quote-unquote quarter, because it's not really a quarter. They just play up to a certain score or whatever. But I've enjoyed that throughout the past few years that they've been doing that. I really do enjoy that.
Absolutely. And I have a question for you guys. So All-Star Weekend, there's a lot of parlays out available.
I did not touch the All-Star bets. Absolutely not.
Grant, did you touch any of the All-Star bets this Sunday?
No, I'm 2 for 2. I'm not betting on All-Star games in recent history. Pro Bowl and All-Star Weekend.
The Pro Bowl stinks. The All-Star games, the NBA All-Star game is pretty good.
I can't rely on that.
Parlay,
I don't
Jay
have any
sure
faith. Like,
he did.
I'm pretty sure Jay got involved.
Jay got very much involved. But what were you saying, Grant?
There's just like... who knows what team's going to come out and try harder in the All-Star game. Like, should I have bet on the three-point competition? Yeah, probably. Did I? No. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't really one of those things that I was dying to bet on. I just – it's all, like, usually with teams, there's records and how they've been playing, and it's like anyone can kind of win anything in that in these competitions.
It's fair enough. Cat was the biggest underdog, too, in the three-point contest, and, you know, he ended up winning it. Yeah, my boy, yeah. Carl Anthony Towns.
Towns a big Cat guy. But, no, all in all, I thought the NBA All-Star Weekend was pretty good, as always. Now, I have a quick question for you, gentlemen, and then we'll move on to Grant's introduction and get into the show. Who has the best All-Star game or festivities of the four major pro sports?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah. It's a really good question. I would say the NBA, honestly. I think the NBA.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have expected you to say baseball.
I like baseballs a lot. That's number two for me. I used to like baseball a lot more when it had meaning behind it. I know it's kind of stupid because it's a lot.
It's ridiculous that the winner of that game got the
Yeah, it was ridiculous, but it had a lot on the line. So the guys did play hard, but I understand why they don't do it anymore. The Home Run Derby's great. But I think the NBA just has a great weekend. Like, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think all 3 days are really good. Where the MLB, you know, you got the Home Run Derby, which is really good. And then the All-Star Game, I feel like the All-Star Game, since the meeting has not really been behind it, I feel like, you know, it's just been kind of more of like, you know, let's have some fun. And I feel like baseball is one of those games that's a lot more difficult to make it more flashy than basketball. Like, in basketball, you could throw the alley-oops. You could see Curry shoot however many threes he made yesterday. Like, I think it's just a sport where it's easier to be more flashier than baseball. So I'm going to give the nod to the NBA All-Star Weekend. I think it's the best one.
I got to be in the same vein and go with the NBA, but I do love, for some sick twisted reason, I love the celebrity softball game. There's something about the people that, like, don't really know how to play. Like, when you get the celebrity NBA game, they all have skills, like, they all have abilities on the court. But there's a couple celebrities in that softball game where it's like, have you swung a bat in your life? How did you get chosen? And I think that's comical. I have a good time with that.
Mike, what about
no,
you?
No, it's NBA.
I mean, I think you could choose any of them except football, but if I could choose...
wrong with the Pro Bowl? Come on.
Oh, yeah. If I had to choose, it'd probably be the NBA, because they got the most going on, and now the All-Star Game is probably the most meaningful one, because they got charities, money for charity on the line, and the whole fourth quarter thing. I said this before the show, but I think they really fixed the All-Star Game with the NBA, because it was really, really going downhill with the East versus West. But once they converted to his new format, I've been really into it. I also like the tribute to Kobe. I think the MVP trophy itself looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the right things, man. They hit it.
Yeah, the NBA does a lot of cool things during their All-Star festivities. And the game itself, it's always an entertaining finish towards the end with this new, like, they have to get as certain score to win the game, and we get moments like Sunday night where LeBron in Cleveland hits the game winner. That was pretty cool. But I mean, I'll show some love to the other All-Star games too, outside of the Pro Bowl. I mean, the Pro Bowl's the Pro Bowl. But like Major League Baseball's All-Star game, that's always a lot of fun. And Tyler, this is a little random, but I was thinking about this the other day. I enjoy how that's on a Tuesday. Is that just me?
I mean, it's the summertime, so I really lose track of days in the summertime. Like, I really don't care about days as much anymore because, like, there's no school, obviously, so they're not as important. So, I mean, I never really noticed it, honestly. Like, I never really cared enough to, like, acknowledge it on Tuesday, I guess.
For me, it's kind of – it's different with it being on Tuesday other than, like, a Saturday or Sunday or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because you play the last game of the first half usually on that Sunday, and then you got the Mondays, the Home Run Derby, and Tuesdays the game, and you know, you kind of bring back baseball that Friday of. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good, you know, for schedule making for sure.
It's different, and it's a good kind of different, I feel like. So the MLB All-Star Game, that's always a good time for me personally. I'll mention this for the NHL All-Star Game too. I personally enjoy the 3v3. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion, but I enjoy it, but nonetheless. All right, enough All-Star Game talk. Last but not least here, Grant Richards. Hi, Grant. How are we doing today? How was your football-free weekend? And as always, not Tyler, Mike.
Grant, how's the sports betting this week?
Oh,
Oh man, and no offense to everyone else that said it. You guys do a great job, but there's nothing like the OG when Mike comes back. When Mike
I had chills. I had chills.
My first football free weekend involved typical Saturday night festivities, which led to me having no reason to stay awake on Sunday. So I took about a 4-hour nap. Sleep schedule is just completely messed up right now. But yeah, didn't feel good, but it felt so much better than realizing I missed football. So yeah, it's not great. Morale is a little low, but we do have golf every weekend, so it's a saving grace. But this week's golf tournament at the Riviera was not particularly close, so nothing worth staying awake for. Before I get into sports betting, I would like to say happy Tuesday to everybody. When this releases, it'll be 2/22/22. So go nuts. Just wanted to get that out there. Great. As far as sports betting, I would like to just talk about a hockey team. Ooh. And this hockey team,
oh no,
their city doesn't want them. They don't want to be in this city. They're one of the worst teams in the league. And yet somehow, every time I pick against them in a parlay, in a regular, normal, money line parlay, no spread, straight up, Coyotes to lose, the Coyotes win. They only beat teams that I bet on. It's the most disgusting thing ever. I had a saving grace Saturday or Sunday afternoon parlay to extend my winning weeks to 11 straight weeks, and the Coyotes blew it. Just the Arizona Coyotes. They're playing, where are they playing? Arizona State for the next couple of years? Mm-hmm. Just send them to the OHL, man. I don't deserve this. So I am slightly frustrated in that sense. It was a great run. Very happy. But with that being said, Tony, how was your sports betting week?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. The Coyotes have 13 wins this season. I'm pretty sure all 13 of those wins have come when me and Grant have bet against them.
You might not even be exaggerating.
No, honestly. Every time we like add whoever the Coyotes are playing into our parlay just to kind of like swing the odds and the cash out, the Coyotes always win. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? I also had that happen to me on Saturday night. Or Sunday, whenever that was. And, yeah, it was another losing week for me. Because of that, I'm just going to take the week off. Grant, I'm just going to take this week off. Just got to reset because I need it. I just need to take a step back and just relax for a little bit. Two straight losing weeks. Hate to see it. We're going to bounce back, but not this week. We're going to take it easy this week. But nonetheless, gentlemen, with that, good to have all you in here this week. Let's get into the program today. So I only have one topic only today, and that's going to be something that we have teased on the show throughout the last number of programs. That's going to be the baseball lockout. I did mention earlier I was thinking about doing a Pistons topic as well today, but you know, I mentioned how Eli and Jay aren't here. They're my two big Piston guys, so I don't want to do a Piston topic without them. But also, I just really don't want to talk Pistons. So we'll save that maybe for next week. But gentlemen, and especially Tyler, we've been teasing it for way too long. Let's talk about the baseball lockout today. Now that football's over, let's try to get some more baseball talk in there as the weather starts to warm up a little bit. People are out there driving around with their windows down and the sunroofs open. And let's talk a little baseball. But it's not great baseball that we're going to be talking about because they're in a lockout right now. Tyler, I do want to start with you. As a big baseball guy, just give me your overall feelings on the lockout right now, about 3 or so months in, whatever it is.
Yeah, it obviously sucks as a fan of baseball like that. You look forward to this time of year when spring training kicks around and you're waiting for the season to start, just waiting for your team to play baseball, right? I mean, it sucks, man. I mean, it was expected to be a really good year for the Tigers, and the Tigers, you know, they're going to play at some point during this year, probably, right? But as a fan of, you know, MLB, it's just annoying, man. It's like, dude, you did this in 2020. You did this a little bit in 2016. 16. It's just like, why do you keep putting your fans through this? And, you know, now we're a week away. If they don't get a deal done, by, I believe, by February 28th, that's they're in jeopardy of having a delayed season. And as of right now, from all the reports, you know, they're a little more positive today of the recording on Monday that they actually met for numerous hours, but it didn't seem like much really got done. So I don't know, man. We're really close to that deadline right now, and it just seems like it's pretty unanimous at this point that the season's going to get delayed, and that just stinks, man. It really does, because, again, 2020 didn't have a full season. You only had 60 games because of COVID and the whole debacle between those, you know, agreements that you had to come up with, and that was, you know, a bad showing of the MLB and the Players Association, and then you're getting this right now with the new CBA, so... I mean, just as a fan, you're just patiently waiting to hopefully hear news that the MLB is going to be back and that there's not going to be a delay, or if there's a delay, it's not going to be anything significant. So it's just really, you know, wait and see. I wouldn't get too optimistic. I wouldn't get too down. But, the Players Association and the MLB have given you no reason to be optimistic at all. And it just sucks as a fan waiting for the game and waiting for the springtime to start watching baseball. So, I mean, it's just really wait and see. It's really annoying right now. But, you know, I was a little happy to see that they made up, you know, established more groundwork on Monday. And they met for, you know, longer period of time than they have before. So we'll see what happens. They're expected to meet every day for the rest of this week until the deadline officially kicks in before the delay. So, you know, hopefully the plan is, you know, they get a deal done this week if it's any point, if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it doesn't really matter. Just get the deal done, and, you know, if there's a delay, hopefully it's nothing too significant.
You don't sound too optimistic. You sounded optimistic earlier today on Monday when we were just texting about all the tweets that were going around, but now you don't sound so optimistic. Are you not feeling confident about opening day starting on time?
I mean, I was never really confident opening day was going to start on time anyways. I was, like, just under the impression the last couple weeks that, like, these guys are just so far apart. And then every report today indicates, even after the long meetings today, that they're still really far away. You know, there's more groundwork. It looks like the MLB is expected to propose or counter the MLBPA is expected to counter the MLB's offer. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, these two sides are just so far apart from each other, and they just don't see eye to eye on many issues. So, like, there's no reason to be optimistic at all until you legitimately see the report that they have agreed to a new CBA deal. So, I mean, if you're trying to get excited, I understand. I try to do it today, but there's just no need. You're just letting yourself down every time. Until you see it, that's when you should be happy.
It really does suck, though, because, I mean, Tyler, you talked about it a little bit, and we've mentioned this on previous shows, too, but, like, the Tigers are going to be sweet this year. It's going to be an exciting year.
They're going to be fun.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new signings. We're going to have Bender Torkelson and Riley Green on the team this year at some points. We've still got A.J. Hinch as our manager. Like, the expectations are going up. Like, it's going to be a fun year for the Tigers, and got to deal with all this. Only in baseball would this happen. That's my biggest takeaway from all this. Only in baseball would this happen, because you mentioned something, Tyler, that's absolutely spot on. These two sides just don't like each other. Or I think you said they don't see eye to eye.
They don't see eye to eye, yeah.
Well, I'll say this. They just straight up don't like each other. Only in baseball would this be happening, man. The lockout started on December 2nd, or whatever the date was. Like, one of the first few days, if not the first day of December. I can't remember the exact dates. But now here we sit. This recording is going to come out on February 22nd. And
it's ridiculous.
It's still, like, really far apart, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you've had all this time. Like, the lockout was, you know, expected, obviously, right?
We all knew it was going
to
come.
Yeah, but for it to take this long, like, dude, we're next week away from March, and we're not even close to a deal yet. Like, I just think that's ridiculous, man. Like, what were you doing all this time between after December 1st till now? Like, what have you been really doing? And every report's indicating that they're not even really close. Like, yeah, they're proposing deals, but, like, what both sides see are so far apart from each other. Like, where is the middle? I don't know where the middle is between these two sides.
You mentioned the February 28th deadline that was kind of set between the two sides. I want to explain that really quickly for the people who might not know why that deadline is so significant. So the Players Association MLB, they kind of set this, I guess you could say it's an unofficial deadline of February 28th to try to get a deal done, because in order for opening day to start on time, which would be March 31st, I believe, they want to have like 3 or 4 weeks to prepare for the season. They want a 3 or 4 week spring training before they start playing regular season games. And you also have to remember, they still have to finish free agency too. Like, there's still a bunch of free agents out there. A lot of big names too. Guys like, you know, Carlos Correa is still out
Chris
there.
Chris Bryant,
yeah. There's a lot of big names still out there that need to be signed. And they've openly said they want to have like 3 to 4 weeks for a spring training before the season starts. So you just look at the calendar. March 31st. March is coming up next week. Got to have something done by the 28th. And if they don't, that's when you start looking at having regular season games being postponed until they can get something figured out. So, yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. Monday was brutal for me personally. It really was. Like I said earlier, the weather in Michigan was actually nice on Monday. It was a nice, felt like a spring day. Football's over, so you took a little smell. It smelled like baseball was in the air, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting an itch for baseball. I'm getting that itch, but there is no baseball. It's just a bunch of negotiation tweets and Jeff Paston's classic, there is no deal. There was never going to be a deal.
Dude, this is like the time of year where I'm like fiending for the Tiger videos of like Thumb like, you know, playing catch, and you hear like that glove clap and then Thumb swinging the bat and that noise.
You know,
oh,
that, you know the random sound that I just fall out of my chair for when cleats? They yes, and they
I love the cleats.
They crush like the rock pebbles or whatever.
Oh,
like,
my goodness, so satisfying.
Oh, I don't know, man. It just. There's something different about spring training baseball, man. Oh, my goodness. And it's not happening right now. There is a mini camp for the
minor leaguers, yeah.
The minor leaguers. Like, and that's a big deal for us because Torque and Riley Green are getting some practice in, which is good.
Jackson Jobe.
Yeah, Jackson Jobe, too. But, like, it would hit different if it was, you know, Miggy or Javi out there now.
No, it would hit differently. It would still hit with those guys, but like
it would hit differently.
Yeah, it would hit differently with those guys. Like, you see Torkelson come up with we'll say Javi Baez or whatever, right? Or like Candelario, whoever it may be.
You see Torque taking first base reps with Miggy.
Like, yeah, that would be awesome. Like, you see like the videos of Vumbling, like, you know, just fielding grounders or whatever, like, oh my goodness, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I hope they figure something out before opening day. If opening day doesn't start on time, that's going to be really, really brutal.
It's one thing, like, we mentioned this before, they start off in the West Coast, so you're the Tigers, so if they do have to delay the season a little bit, I don't think it's the worst case scenario. It would suck, obviously. I'm not trying to downplay it at all. It would suck, obviously, but if baseball
stay up till 2 a.m.
Yeah. But if baseball resumed in middle of April, I don't think that's worst case scenario. I really don't.
No, I've said this before off the air, and I'll say it right now. I mean, some of the diehard baseball fans like me and Tyler might disagree with this, but like, this is just my opinion. I think 162, while I love baseball, I love it so much, I do think 162 might be a little too much. Again, that might be an unpopular opinion, but I do feel like 162 might be a little too much. So if they cut that down by 20 and they start the season maybe late April, beginning of May, I don't think that's a terrible idea. But
I mean usually the weather in April is pretty bad anyway, so it's like
opening day without the snow.
I mean, like, as far as watching on TV, you don't mind, but like, if you're talking about attending a ball game, I couldn't
sit through that.
Yeah, unless it's opening day. It's like, I'm not usually going to a random April game unless it's like maybe a day like today, like we saw like in Monday in Michigan, something like that. But
except when me and you bought those pirate tickets, we did.
I did not want to go to that game. You and Jake convinced me to go to that game.
That was a lot of fun though, because we met Rob and Christian, and that. Oh, friendship was born that day.
That is true. I remember Grant was supposed to be there too, and then the game got like snowed out, and then it was a doubleheader, and then you and Jay went to the first game, and then I met you guys up for the second game, I remember.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
Don't act like you didn't have fun for that game.
No, the second game... I mean, it got me out of me doing homework that day, so... Yeah. It was for one of our classes together, too, Tony.
Oh, that class! Oh, yeah.
That class, yes.
Yeah, that class was a lot of fun. Now, going back to baseball, though, and the whole lockout, yeah. I'm not against them cutting down the season a little bit, but at the same time... I would still like for this season to start on time. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get the other two guys in here as well. Grant, I want to start with you. As someone who might not be as big of a baseball fan as me or Tyler per se, what's your overall feelings on the lockout? And I mean, with everything going on right now and you're seeing on Twitter, do you feel like the season's going to start on time?
Mr. Positivity over here. I do, but hey. Mr. Realistic over here.
Oh,
I don't necessarily. Like, I'm trying to be positive as well, and like
be positive.
Exactly. Like, the thing that was positive for me was they had a longer meeting. I don't know how you drive to a designated meeting place, sit there for 15 minutes, and be like, I have nothing to say to you. Like, that part threw me for a loop. Like, if they were meeting all these times for hours, like just an hour a day at least, I'd feel a lot better. But it shows that it feels like there's more than just wants here. It feels like there's a lot of stubbornness. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not in the camp, but it feels like there's somebody somewhere is just like, no, we're not going to give these guys anything. And that is frustrating to me because baseball is not growing in popularity right now. The drama might be getting some clicks, but it's not going to make people tune into games. And I can't figure out how they can't there has to be more of an emphasis on starting the season as soon as possible. It doesn't feel like there was that. And the fact that today was their first meaningful meeting in like since the lockout started doesn't give me a lot of hope, but on the positive side, they are now taking it seriously, you could say. I just saw a report that, like, the MLB added, like, $15 million to one of their offers. It's still lower than what the players wanted, but they're trying. Like, you're hearing reports of adjustments being made to offers and...
Progress.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting some progress, but it's just, like I think I tweeted this earlier, they should have to live stream these meetings so you can just kind of get a general idea of... like how civil it is, how much negotiating is actually going on. Because if it's just like, hey, we want 20, and it's like, well, we want 100, there's no middle ground there. I don't know. I would wish there was a little bit more transparency overall, like just to have somebody kind of like, this is what was offered, this is what was rejected. This is like, just paint it out for me so I don't just have to see there is no deal today, because that doesn't give anybody hope.
The fact that they had a longer meeting on Monday, that's a good thing, but it's not a good thing that they just now had a like long meeting. For as long as this lockout has been, the fact that the first like big long meeting was on Monday, it's like, oh my goodness. Like, they're really far apart, aren't they? Oh my goodness. But Grant, you know what? You mentioned something that's very interesting. You kind of talked about how a delay or no season would kind of hurt the sport a little bit. It's actually really interesting. I want to get back to that to close off the segment here. But I want to go to Mike now really quickly. Mike, you're someone who is just getting into baseball. This is one of the first years that you're really going to get into the game and watch, especially the Tigers, on a consistent day-to-day, night-to-night basis. What are your thoughts on this lockout? Because this is really your first experience between how much these two sides hate each other.
I'm not used to it because I'm used to the NBA and NFL. They don't have as many lockouts. Like, the last NBA lockout was 2010, I want to say. So
yeah, like 2011 or something like that.
But it feels like it's more frequent in baseball, which, that can't be good for any sport. I don't think that's good for the sport. I don't think that's there's anything positive in that, but
how's that affect your feelings as someone trying to get into the game right now? Like, that can't be a good look for the sport as you're trying to really get into them more.
I mean, I try to ignore it, you know. I'm more into the actual sport itself, but if I can't watch games, obviously, because of it, then that, you know, that opens up my eyes. But I think it sucks even more because baseball hasn't had a normal season in 3 years. You know, in terms of
2019,
you couldn't go to an opening day with full capacity since 2019. So it's been a while since things have been normal for it. And this was supposed to be the year we were, you know, going back. And the lockout comes in, which it's like, you know, with me, my biggest fear is not having a sport to watch. But I, you know, that's the complete worst case scenario.
That is the very worst case scenario. If they straight up don't have a season, that would absolutely destroy the league. And that's going to transition to our final topic, but continue.
Yeah, but I know the NBA Finals is in June. When is the NHL Stanley Cup?
Right around the same time, like late May, early June.
Yeah, if we're not having games by then, then that's really going to suck. I don't think it lasts longer than May. I think by May we'll have games. I hope, at least.
You hope.
I hope. I mean, I honestly,
a summer without baseball. What would your thoughts be on that? Would you, Mike, let me ask you this before we get into the topic that I just teased. Would no season at all take you away from the game that you're trying to get into right now?
A little. It definitely wouldn't help. It could. I don't know, but it definitely could. A whole season off.
A whole season off. Think about that. I don't see enough people talking about like how bad it would be for baseball to not play at all this summer. An entire summer without baseball, there's a lot of things that people could figure out that you can do with that free time. That it's like, you know what, I enjoy this more than, you know, sitting down and watching a baseball game. There's no guarantee that those people will be back when baseball resumes.
Yeah, and it's the summer too. There's a lot
exactly.
of things in the summer.
Exactly. Weather's beautiful. There's a lot Plenty of things that you can do that you never knew about without baseball.
I can't see that happening though.
I really hope not. I really hope not.
I just want games by May. That's my thing. I want games by May.
I want games, period.
Yeah.
I also agree. I would hope to get them at least by May. But, jeez, you better at least play. No season would be so bad to the sport. That'd be so bad. You'd lose so many fans.
That's bad for any sport, anything. Just a canceled season.
Now, what about a delay, Mike? Would that at all impact your feelings on the sport? Or is just if there's no season, period?
No, because if it's delayed until May, that's usually when I start going to games. Because I'm not a fan of the cold.
Oh, you don't like
games.
The cold? What about ears in April?
Yeah, that's just... It's got to be at least 75 degrees for elephant ears. That's my rule, at least. An opening day in May, that wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, and that's why I'm kind of okay with the idea of shortening the season and or having a delay that kind of maybe takes you with the season starting in May or something like that, you know?
I'm okay with it, but I'm not pushing for it.
It wouldn't impact your thoughts on the game, though. That's only if there's no season.
I think anything past June would make an impact. But
okay, so if there's a delay past June, then it's looking bad.
But then again, you got to think about it the other way. It's easier to keep up with if it's a shorter season.
I mean, Tyler, was 2020 anything to be happy with?
Asterisk here for the Dodgers. They still haven't won a World Series since the 80s.
Oh my goodness.
Tyler. Like, the NBA is one thing because they at least played a full season. They just finished off in the bubble. The MLB literally played a 60-game season. That's not even half the season. I can't consider a World Series half a season. And they even play in their home stadium. They played in Arlington. They played at Great American.
Yeah, they had
not Great American, Global Life.
Yeah, whatever the stadium's called. Tyler, while you're talking here, I want to ask you the same thing. A delay or no season, would that impact your thoughts on the sport at all? The sport that you love so much.
A delay, no. Depending on the delay, like you guys said, if it's May, if it gets
June or July.
Yeah, if it gets past May, I think my opinions do alter. Like, you know, maybe words are speaking a little. Like, maybe I'm just in my emotions right now. Like, maybe I'm talking too much than I should be. I think actions will probably speak louder than my words when it comes back. I could say confidently, like right now, like, no, I won't watch baseball. But like, will I not watch baseball? Well, I think I'm gonna be drawn back in eventually. But it just would like hurt, man. It's like, dude, like if they don't care about us to be playing, you know, just in time or at least close on time, like why should I give the effort and time into the game where it seems like they don't really care about improving the game or they just won't see eye to eye and play it for us. Like at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to be, you know, you have to think about the money you're going to make as the owner. And for the player's perspective, yes, you got to think about your long term and your player goals, obviously. But you also have to think about the fans that support you guys and make this all kind of possible to play the game that you love. So if they wait all the way till then and it's just still stubborn and still really greedy on both sides, it's going to really change my perspective and viewpoints on the game. And just, I don't even want to think about it, honestly.
What would you do if there's no season played at all?
I don't know. I really don't know what I would do. Like I said, my perspective would change ultimately a lot about the game of baseball. I don't know. I don't think I would. I would still watch, obviously. Like, the Tigers are always going to be my team no matter what. But will the game of baseball still be the same for me that it is right now? I don't know if I could say that for sure right now. I really don't, if they missed the whole season. And it just cannot get to that point. It cannot get to that point.
Do you think if it did get to that point, though, which we hope not, but if it did, do you agree or disagree with me that it would completely damage the sport to the point where I feel like people might find other stuff to do and they just straight up won't come back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're not, like, I'm a baseball nut, so like to take baseball completely away from me is gonna be really difficult, and like people that relate to me like that, it's gonna be completely tough to take that away from them completely. But to some people, like maybe like Mike, you know, he's kind of getting into the sport, you know, he's not necessarily like a diehard yet, like knows all the, you know, everything about baseball. He's a little more on
FIP,
the like,
war game, yeah. Nine.
Yeah, like, you know, he's like more on the casual side. Like, he just likes to enjoy the baseball game, and that's really about it. Yeah, like, you know, just a good time. I think for like a casual fan or a guy that's just not as involved in the game, I think it could be really difficult. It's like, if you took a whole year off, I mean, people are gonna forget about the game. It's like, okay, I had a whole summer without it. What do I need it? And then, like, I had a good summer regardless without it. So, yeah, I think it would definitely kill it, especially for our generation and the younger generation. I think people that grew up with baseball and like the older people that always watch baseball, I don't think they're gonna go away. But I think people trying to get into the game, taking a whole year off is not gonna grow the game at all.
Grant, you'll have our final word on this. Same question to you. What would a delay or just straight up no season do for your, I guess you could say, your passion for the game or your fandom of the game?
I enjoy baseball. Like, I will always throw on a game, and I don't think that'll ever change. Like, Saturday afternoon, maybe cracking a beer, you know, like throwing on a 1 o'clock Tigers game legally Saturday afternoon. Anyway, like, as far as my passion for the Tigers and, like, following this team and their development and how everything goes, I don't know, man. It seems like I could find golf to watch. Or I know the USFL ends in June. So, like, the honeypot of baseball is July, August. You know, that kind of sweet spot area where nothing else is really happening and you got baseball on every single day. I don't know. I would still have that honeypot time, but other than that, like, I'm more frustrated that they're not figuring something out by now as opposed to having something figured out. And I don't know, like, I'm more on Mike's side as the casual fan, where I'll watch baseball if it's on, so it's not really going to hurt me that much. But I realize it's going to hurt popularity, and maybe other people find out how to watch golf and or some other obscure sport that goes on in July and August. But it would be detrimental for, like what Tyler was saying, our generation. Like, we're already losing interest in baseball. How much further can we really go here?
Mm-hmm. I think Grant secretly wants baseball to lock out for the whole season, so people might turn on golf.
I gotta be honest, man. Golf is growing in popularity. Like, golf shot up during COVID because, like, when everything locked down, because that was the first sport back, and a lot of people really got into it. And I'm not saying I want to grow the game because that means more people are out on the golf course, but if we grow the game of golf, I'm not upset. But no, I wouldn't be happy if baseball suspended the season. I like my little niche of golf, but I also really like watching baseball. I like going to the games. And like we've kind of hinted at, the Tigers are promising this year. Mm-hmm. It's like if this were, what, 2019, and it's like, sure, lock it out the whole year. That's fine. But it's like we're getting up-and-comers. We're making moves. Definitely on the upside of this rebuild. And to take that away could just be crushing to a lot of people. But again, I will throw on the game. They could lock out for 2 years, and when they come back, it'll be like, oh, sweet, baseball's back. Like, I'm not going to be hurt by it if that's what you're asking.
It's a good conversation, but, man, I need them to figure this out. I really need them to figure this out. I hope that we never have to have this conversation where we're sitting here in June. It's like, oh, they're still locked out. Still far apart. What's your thoughts on the game right now? Like, I hope we don't have to have that conversation, but
I don't think it gets that far.
I don't think so either,
I really don't.
But I also didn't think we would sit here on February 22nd and they just had their first long meeting yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I just don't see that, man. Like, Mike brought a great point. They haven't had a real full season in 3 years now.
Yeah.
And not that the owners like need this, but like they kind of need this at the same point. Not saying their wallets need it, but like it's just good for the game, man. Like, you need a full season. You need a full season.
Deadlines usually get people to move.
Absolutely.
Now that they've kind of set this deadline of February 28th, it seems like the two sides are moving now. The fact that they had their first meeting is a good sign. And now hopefully they keep it going throughout the rest of this week and maybe they get a deal done. That's probably the best case scenario.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah. Yeah, we saw them like the December 1st deadline, like to make moves like via trades and free agency.
And,
like,
exactly.
Like, yeah, they were very, very active. So hopefully this is like a sense of urgency. Like, okay, yeah. I hope they're like me, a very big procrastinator. And they look at this deadline and it's like, okay, we have to get this done now. Like, you know, we pushed it off for all these months and weeks. I do that with all my homework. But this is the deadline this Sunday. This Monday. We have to get it done.
Well, hopefully they do, because if not, there's going to be a lot of summer days where Tyler's taking car rides and he's eating ice cream by himself and maybe working on his golf swing.
Well, hopefully not by myself, but yes.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
What is, like, the worst case scenario here?
No, there's no season. I think it would absolutely... Like, no, there's no season.
Right.
That would kill the sport, in my opinion. I seriously think half the fan base would be gone if there's no season.
Right, but they don't agree this season. Is there a possibility they still don't make it, like,
well,
don't
then,
come together?
Well,
next
then
season?
At that point, you're just asking for people to stop watching you.
You're just asking that point just to cancel the game.
You're showing your fans that you really don't care. Like, the fact that they are pushing so much right now, it seems like, to get something done before this deadline, February 28th. That shows me they might care just a little bit.
But if
they don't figure it out in 2023, at that point, even I'm like, you know what? Screw you. Like, I'll take up golf at that point.
Yes. I mean, not that I'm still not rooting.
Grant's for praying for it. Grant is hoping, yes, please let Tony D pick up that golf
club. It would be sick to get the boys involved, but I still would prefer baseball.
If I lose the 2023 Detroit Tigers season, I'm going to be so heartbroken.
Oh, 2023 is the year for all of our teams. If the Tigers, who might have the brightest future of all of them, if there's no 2023 Tigers, yeah, that's going to be it for Tyler for sure.
The 2023 Tigers is my biggest hope right now. This is what I'm holding on to right now.
Oh, no.
It's crazy that they're that close from, like, just being like, okay, see ya, MLB. Like, if the NFL did this, it'd be like, oh, NFL's coming back. NBA's coming back eventually. Like, but with baseball, it's like they could really just butt heads and just disband at some point.
Baseball can't afford to have no season because it's what it goes back to what you guys brought up earlier. The sport is already kind of struggling to get more people into the game. So if there's straight up no season, then yeah, good luck trying to get more people into the game. But no, nonetheless, to wrap up this topic in the show today, again, it was a good conversation, say, gentlemen. I hope. I hope, because I love baseball. I love the Tigers, and Tigers are going to be darn good this year, and hopefully we get to have some baseball this season and have some Tigers to talk about, but I don't know. We'll see. Again, gentlemen, good show this week. Good baseball talk there. It's always fun. We can talk a little baseball. Hopefully the next time we're talking baseball, it's positive baseball talk. I can't wait to do our Tigers preview, Tyler, whenever that may be. Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait. Yeah, I want to talk about actual baseball. This is not baseball to me. Talking about negotiating and CBAs, like, that's not baseball. I want to talk about actual baseball. I want to talk about who's starting at second base for the Tigers in 2022. I want to get into position breakdowns. I want to do that stuff. That's there baseball.
Go. There we go.
This is not baseball.
Yeah. We'll see. Gentlemen, good show this week. Mike, round of applause for Mike. Good to have you back, Mike, even if it was just a one-week thing. When are we going to see you again? When's your spring break?
March 14th, most likely.
Okay, so we'll see you again in a couple weeks then.
Thank you, gentlemen. Can't wait.
All right, boys, good episode. Thank you all so much for listening. For my entire crew, my name is Tony Nabrowski. Thank you, as always, to Rose Summer for sponsoring this week's episode. We'll catch you all in the next one. Grant, end us off with a B positive. We especially need it after this topic.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Rose Dumber, and B positive.